This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And I don't know why the TV's off in the studio, but we'll try to get it back on. I think there's a remote control around here somewhere. We are monitoring. I don't know if the president's going to say anything today, but Caroline Levitt had a lot to say at the White House press briefing earlier when she said, hey, you know what? We're trying for peace here. And I was thinking about this, too, because it seems like Democrats should be happy that we're trying for peace, but they're not. They're just very upset that we're actually trying for peace. It's funny. I mean, we should all be happy that we're trying for peace. Peace is good. Last time I checked, I thought it was peace. Peace was a good thing. We make love, not war, the whole thing. Wasn't that a big thing with the left in the 70s, the 60s? Make love, not war. But now it's just hate Trump. So war, good. Well, actually, the thing about it is the Democrat Party has been kind of, they love war. They have been. Because there's a lot of money in war. And a lot of people in Democrat Party who are on boards of companies that do war and do war. Good. And by good, I mean very, very, very big profits. Those people are people like Brennan and Clapper and all these other people. You know, the 51 former national security hacks who signed on to the Hunter Biden letter. Those people, they love themselves some war. It's good business. It's why they've always wanted to stop Donald Trump from day one. They've always wanted to stop Donald Trump from day one because they don't like the idea that he's going to bring peace and stop conflict. When he came down the escalator and he was against the Iraq war, and they said, we got to stop this guy. And then they worked to stop this guy. And they eventually did stop this guy. And then they tried to stop him again. And who knows what they'll try over the next couple years. But it's amazing. Normally, if this were a Democrat, you would have every network praising these efforts, and they would all be saying he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. And they would all be jumping up and down about how great this is to have NATO and Europe there. And yeah, Putin's difficult to deal with, but at least we're trying here. Better than we did the last 3.5 years where we tried goose egg, nothing, ungatz, as my people say, nada, nothing. And that's the key. That's the key takeaway of this, is that we're trying for peace. The other thing that I've noticed is that when you're talking about this whole D.C. crime thing, and this is what I said this morning on America's Newsroom, shameless plug, we're hearing lots of Democrats use the T word again, tyranny, and the D word, dictator. I mean, they use other D words to describe Donald Trump, obviously, but dictator. The National Guard is not there checking people to make sure they have MAGA hats on and to make sure they're pledging their allegiance to Donald Trump. They're there as a presence. so that the police can then go kick in the doors of bad guys in neighborhoods that are mostly black and Latino, where the crime is very problematic in Washington, D.C. But the National Guard is not there looking to hurt anybody's civil liberties. They're not there clamping down on people's freedom. They're not there to make sure that everybody is loyal to Trump. This is not some sort of secret police. These are just men and women who are voluntarily serving in the National Guard. But you know the point I didn't make today, which I'm bummed I didn't get the chance to make, but hopefully I'll get a chance to make it later in the week, is that I'd rather see them on the streets of D.C. in their peacekeeping capacity than overseas in a peacekeeping capacity. I'm happy that the National Guard is in D.C. I have no problem with it. I mean, they're around the monuments, they're around federal property, and they're not doing anything. They're just there. But their presence is a deterrent, just like their presence in Penn Station is a deterrent. They've been there since 9/11. And in all the times I've been in New York's Penn Station or Moynihan Station, which is the new one across the street, very nice, by the way. If you've ever taken Amtrak into New York City, you've seen it. It's very nice. Well, they did a nice job on that. Did a nice job. There's H&H Bagels. There's some other places to eat. Lots of places to eat. And, of course, no shortage of places to drink either. Train stations and airports have no shortage of places to drink. Just saying. I'm not saying it's cheap. It's not. But, you know, there's no shortage of that. Point being, though, you will see National Guard troops there with big guns. They're there as a deterrent. They don't go up to people and say to them, "Hey, are you loyal to the president? Huh? Show me your MAGA membership card." They just stand there. And every now and then they're on the phone or they talk to somebody. They're talking like a state trooper who might be there too, or a local cop or something. And for the most part, they're just minding their own business. And I'm sure it's boring for them. And it's probably boring for the National Guard troops in D.C. too. It's probably a boring detail. Quite frankly, if you break it down, you're just standing around the Lincoln Memorial. It's probably dull, but that's okay. I mean, it's probably dull also to have to be there when there's a hurricane or a flood or something like that. I don't think it's probably much fun to have to throw sandbags after a hurricane or a flood. Nobody yells about that. When the National Guard gets deployed after a flood or a hurricane and they've got to direct traffic or they've got to throw sandbags, or they got to help with levees or anything. It's probably boring for the National Guard, but they do it. They do that job. Thank God they do it. I'm grateful for it. But you don't hear people screaming tyranny and dictatorship. Like nobody drives by and honks and gives them the finger and be like, "You people are fascists because you're helping stop that flood or you're helping people get out of their home." But if they're standing by the Lincoln Memorial so that people don't carjack some tourists from Missouri, and somehow they're in the throes of fascism and tyranny. I don't really get it. I don't get it. Other than just Democrats love their excuse to scream tyranny and dictatorship every chance they possibly can. And that's what they do. Every chance they possibly can. They love saying those words. They really, really do. And it's a whole cacophony of them. A whole cacophony of Democrats who are out there saying these things. And then it's not necessary. That's the thing they say. They turn around and go, "It's not necessary. We don't need this. We don't need this. The numbers are just fine. Crime is down in D.C., they say. It's fine." Except the residents say the opposite. They go, "Well, actually, it's not true." They go, "Well, we are seeing crime firsthand. We're dealing with it. We're living it. We see it and we know it. It's there every day." But the thing is that if you're a member of Congress or you're one of these elites on TV, your neighborhood's probably not the neighborhood that's affected. But if you're living in the hood, yeah, your neighborhood is affected. So Perino asked me today, she said, "Would you like to see this in Philly?" And I said, "Yeah, I would." I said, "I think it'd be great." The problem is that the next phase after you arrest these people is you have to charge them and you've got to take them to court, and then you've got to send them away. And for that, you need prosecutors who are willing to do that. And you don't have that in places like Philadelphia because you have Soros prosecutors. I didn't say his name on TV. I said Soros' name on TV, but I didn't say Krasner's name on TV. But Larry Krasner and others like him across the country, the Soros-funded prosecutors. They don't prosecute, so that's the other issue here. And that's why Jeanine Pirro is trying so hard now in D.C. to go after these people so that she can prosecute them for these crimes. But if you've got, you could arrest people all day long, and they didn't, they do. But then if they're back on the streets the next day, what the hell's the point? You're just kind of wasting your time. In fact, in some ways, it makes matters worse. Because then you arrest people, and then the people are back on the streets, and then they think, well, I can do anything I want. And then they also wonder if there's a snitch in the neighborhood. So it makes the neighborhood potentially even more unsafe as they turn around and wonder, did somebody rat me out? It's a problem. It's a real problem. But I was also watching as I was thinking about the National Guard and their capacity in D.C. and thinking, well, you know, at some point, maybe these National Guard, they're called up from three states, three Republican states, and these are moms and dads, and they're just citizens just doing a job, volunteer. You know, they're just volunteering their time. We have a volunteer military in this country. And isn't it nice that we don't have to worry about them going overseas to fight an overseas battle? And it was reaffirmed today by the White House press secretary that they will not be on the ground in Ukraine in a peacekeeping capacity either. Good. I don't want them to be. I said this yesterday on the show. Europe has plenty of troops. Europe has plenty of soldiers. If Europe wants to have their soldiers be in a peacekeeping capacity, this new coalition of the willing, as it's being called, knock yourselves out. Go for it. Go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing. Have at it and do your thing. But we don't need to fly all the way over there with our soldiers to be in a peacekeeping capacity on another continent. I'm tired of that. Frankly, I've had it. And Trump's tired of it, too. And that's one of the reasons why I like him. And one of the reasons why I supported him. And one of the reasons why a long time ago, a lot of people backed him. Particularly when Senator Rand Paul dropped out of the race. And you remember back then I was telling you that story, how in Trump Tower that day when Rand Paul was going to drop out. And I said, you know, you should, instead of writing one of your mean tweets about him, you should write a nice tweet about him. Because I think you guys have a lot in common. Like, you don't want any more wars. And maybe a lot of his supporters would come over and be your supporter. Because there were other people in the race, like Jeb, exclamation mark. And at the time, Rubio, who's a different Rubio, that was little Marco, not Secretary Rubio, who's a much different guy now. But that guy, you know, they would have all been, yeah, rah, rah, America, go kick some butt. Kids might be in the car. Although not really, it's 3:15, which school's not back in session yet. Although I am counting down the days. 2 weeks from today. Again, who's counting? But 2 weeks from today, kids are back in school. I'm not counting. You're counting. But Rubio is like a totally different guy now. Trump has changed the Republican Party in a big way. Even Lindsey Graham. Yes, Lindsey Graham, who's never met a war he doesn't love. Lindsey loves it. He cuddles with a little war doll at night. He does. He cuddles with a little war, like a warmonger doll. It's cute. It's cuddly. Like a little, I don't know, like Genghis Khan doll, I think. But even Lindsey Graham is saying, and he's so happy that there might be peace. Lindsey Graham. No, this could all change, mind you, when Trump leaves office. And if the wrong Republican gets in there, it could all go back to the way it used to be, which is Republicans being the party of going around the world and kicking ass and taking names and toppling dictatorships and regime change and building roads and bridges and schools and trying to spread democracy. But we're not going to have that under this president, which is great. And one of the reasons why you may not like some of the policies, if you're of the more libertarian minded, you may not like the tariffs, you may not like some of the other things he does, but you got to like the fact that he's doing all this from a foreign policy perspective. And you should give him credit for it, because you know what? He's not getting nearly enough. He's not getting nearly enough credit for this. I'm amazed at how many people who are Democrats and who are on the left are openly being critical of him for trying to negotiate peace between Ukraine and Russia. And even if it results in Putin getting something, even if Putin didn't get anything, they would still be critical of it. I think the only way that they would be happy is if Trump could find a way to invent a time machine, preferably a DeLorean, to go back in time to prevent Vladimir Putin from invading in the first place. But to do that, he would have to go back in time and he'd have to be president, because that's the only way that would have kept Putin from invading. And Putin said that, and we know that, and Putin said it, and we know that. And Caroline Levert reiterated that today. We know that. She even asked Jackie Heinrich that today. She's like, do you agree with that? And Jackie Heinrich was like, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, yeah, I think so. I think we all agree with that. Because when Obama was president, Putin made a move. And then when Biden was president, Putin made a move. So the only way the media would be happy is if Trump got into a DeLorean and went back in time and then kept Putin from invading Ukraine. But then he'd be president, so they wouldn't be happy. So then he just can't win. I mean, the guy just literally can't win. So if you're of a more libertarian mindset and you don't like things like tariffs, you should be happy about things like deregulation and the permitting process that's happening. The fact that he's not mandating that these companies take out artificial food dyes. They're just doing it. They're responding to the market forces. They're responding to the fact that the MAHA movement has become so prevalent, and they're seeing the writing on the wall and saying, you know what? This is good for business. We're going to take out artificial dyes and flavorings. We're going to do all these things. You don't have to tell us to do it. You don't have to force us to do it. We'll just do it. You should also be happy that for the first time in a long time, we're not having a conversation about whatever it takes for as long as it takes with Ukraine. And if Ukraine is going to get weapons from us, they're going to pay for it. We're not just going to keep writing checks. Well, you're great, 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 super great grandkids are not going to be writing checks to Ukraine. They're literally not going to be doing that anymore. We're not going to be doing that as a policy anymore. We're not going to be doing that. So that should also make you very, very happy. The other thing that should make you happy is that we have, as a nation now, we've decided we're not going to be the world's police department, but we're happy to be the world's mediator. And I have no problem with that. I have no problem being a mediator. I have no problem being the world's Dr. Phil and sitting around the table with other nations and saying, how can we figure this out? How can we work this out? Tell me both sides. We're in the treehouse of trust here. We could be the world's marriage counselor. I don't mind that. Nobody dies. It doesn't really cost us anything either. So I'm okay with that. See, I don't like the whole world's police, because the world's police is expensive and bloody, and I'm not a fan of that. But if you're the world's marriage counselor, that's not that big of a deal. You know what I mean? Matt DeSantis, there you go. There's the podcast title, since I know you're not paying attention. We could be the world's marriage counselor. I don't mind that. That's a good podcast title. Instead of being the world's police, we'll be the world's marriage counselor. That's good. I like that. It's cheap. Nobody dies. We bring everybody in the room into the treehouse of trust, and we bring together and we hear their concerns and we try to work it out. And like with any relationship, there's some give and take. And if the nations of the world have to give and take a little bit, that's okay too. And it may not work out, but we're trying. It may not work out. I'm not saying that I can guarantee that this whole Russia-Ukraine thing is going to work out. President Trump's not saying that either. Neither is NATO nor Europe. However, we're closer than we've ever been to it actually potentially working out, because the first step in it working out is trying. That's right. And what have we not done in the last 4 years? That's right. Tried. Not once, not one single time when Joe Biden was president. Never. And when Trump says Biden is corrupt, what he means by that is that corrupt SOB and his corrupt SOB friends were all more than happy to keep making money off the war in Ukraine. And they had no interest whatsoever in bringing peace, in facilitating ceasefire talks, in being the world's mediator versus being the world's police department. You know, there's this movie by the guys who created South Park called Team America World Police. We could be Team America World Mediator. We can resolve conflicts. Trump has said he's resolved six of them so far. And he's done so without anyone dying. without us spending money, without us going over there and kicking any butt, just by bringing people together and having conversations. And the Trump doctrine, which I think is going to prove ultimately successful, and which is ultimately why I'm confident that we have a better than average chance of getting something out of Putin, is this idea of peace through economic success. Yes, there's peace through strength, but when you're dealing with Russia, let's face it, peace through strength only gets you so far. They're a nuclear power. They're a very strong country. They might be broke and their military might be behind, but they're still a nuclear power country. So peace through economic strength can keep the Middle East crazy people in line because they think to themselves, well, you know what? We could just stay in power and make lots and lots of money and the people can be rich and then we'll stay in power and they can all make money instead of overthrowing us and that sort of thing. And then Putin doesn't have to worry about being toppled by the oligarchs or the oligarchs, because Russia's economy just goes to hell. It's not in a good shape right now, but it goes to even further hell because nobody's buying their oil and natural gas. That's the leverage we have on them. So I'm very happy about the state of things right now. The potential, and that's what we have right now, is potential for peace. And for that, the Democrats, the media, the left, I know all those things are redundant. They should all be happy. Are they? No. You expect them to be? Absolutely not. Would you be surprised if they were? Absolutely. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venere. When it comes to complex dental surgery, you don't go to the closest dentist. You go to the best. That's Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or go to VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Coming up, I'll tell you what Caroline Leavitt said at the White House press briefing. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of? part of.
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
What's his name?
Justin?
Justin.
What?
Justin. Right.
I feel so honored to be here now.
Forgot. Why is the friggin' TV not working?
I'm trying to, like, patience. Apparently patience is the answer. That's what I was told. Henry said patience.
So now we can't even know if it's breaking news or anything?
Well, I'm monitoring Fox on my laptop. I just have to remember to keep that window open.
But and he has to remember to go back to it, so...
Also, you know what else doesn't work? The friggin' headphone thing doesn't work either.
Oh, that's busted too?
Yeah, it's all messed up. It's like loud in one ear and then quiet in the other. I gotta adjust it. I can't hear you guys and I'm way too loud. My eardrums are gonna blow. I'd say something. Go ahead.
Hi, Rich. How's it going?
All right, that's better.
Okay.
Stupid. I hate this place. I really do. Did you hear me bash Soros on Fox News this morning? God, I hope they fire me. Did you hear it?
I didn't.
Let me send it to you.
We'll play it. I know you like to play clips of yourself on your own show. I always...
That's how you critique yourself, right?
Exactly, Andrew. Thank you.
You got it, Rich. It's good to be back, like I said, you know.
It's good to have you back. It's been a while. We missed you. It's good to have you back in for...
Justin.
Right. Justin is down visiting his fake girlfriend in Florida.
He's listening to the show right now.
Listening to the show in right now.
I think he's on his way back now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a quick vacation for him.
Well, he's dedicated to his work.
He shouldn't be.
You can't even remember his name.
He shouldn't be dedicated. Now, when do you... So you're just here today?
Well, so I was actually supposed to be here yesterday as well, but my wife and I just got back from our vacation.
Where was your vacation?
Universal Studios in Florida.
Oh, wow. I went to the one in California, and it was really good. Was the one in Florida awesome?
Yeah, I like the one in Florida. So we went for our 6th wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah. And so we left Friday. We're supposed to come back early Monday.
Yeah?
But our flight got delayed by like 2.5 hours because there was a technical issue with the plane.
So shocking.
So they had to switch planes, which delayed everything. Else, I would have been here on time and ready for the Rizzioli show.
No problem. Did the kids like it?
Well, so it was just the two of us.
Oh, you left the kids at home?
Yeah, the kids were with the aunt and the uncle and my sisters and stuff. Yeah, so it was nice.
Nice. Because they're young, so they wouldn't even know, right?
We've been to Disney with them. And they know who Mickey is and like Goofy and Donald and everything like that. But it probably take them a little bit older to understand Spider-Man and the Hulk and Harry Potter and Jurassic Park and everything. So
you and your wife are the kind of people that go to amusement parks on vacation.
Yeah,
that's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, you hear a lot about, you know, Disney should just be for kids or, you know, it's weird that adults go to those kind of things and stuff. I think it's fun. I don't have a problem with it. I think it is a good thing.
I don't have a problem with it. I just would never do it.
Because
I'd like to go to places like, I don't know, Italy, France, a resort in Cancun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, our nephew lives in Florida, too, so was kind of like a...
Key West, but to each his own. I know people that's what they do. They love going to theme parks. They like, But to wait online...
It actually wasn't that bad.
No.
The reason it wasn't so bad is because school has already started in Florida because they start like the first week in August.
Okay.
So we were there, even though we did go on a Sunday, we went on a Saturday, it really wasn't that bad at all.
That's good.
Yeah. So we took advantage of it and it was fun.
All right. Well, if you, if you ever want to book a trip to Disney again or Universal, I got a girl actually.
Really?
Yeah. So Mark Taruso, who's one of the sales guys here, his wife, Jen, that's
nice.
What she does. She books those trips.
Nice.
She's got the whole hookup.
I'll definitely hit you up on that.
Yeah, and she takes care of everything. The restaurant reservations, the whole thing. Nice. You don't have to worry about anything.
Nice.
She does it for you. It's great.
I'll definitely hit you up for that in the future.
Yeah, that's why you don't have to, you know. And she helps. I don't know how she tells you to go here in the park at this time and then go to that part of the park at this time. And she it's really like a magical formula for something, you know? But for me, I'd rather just lay in a lounge chair and do nothing, absolutely nothing on vacation without the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I get my kids are older, though, and they're a pain in the ass. You know what I mean? So, like, yours are still young.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They're cute and innocent still.
Yeah. You got plenty of time for mm-hmm. them to drive you crazy on vacation,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
We're going away next week, not to a theme park, but we will go to a water park for one of the days that we're gone.
Nice.
So, yeah. It'll be fun. You know? It'll be nice. And so you're in today, and yes. then tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm actually not doing anything tomorrow.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So, all right, good.
Get to chill at home with the kids and all that good stuff.
And DeSantis, now, since I'm not in next week, you're in?
That's to be determined.
Because that next week is Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week, we've decided here at Odyssey.
Week, no.
It's an official week.
Linda Kearns could not have been more clear. It could not be a week that you were away. It defeats the whole purpose. A fill-in host is going to be nice to me. They usually are. Even Opelka is typically pretty nice to me. But it needs to be Rich Zeoli himself. So we got to wait till the first week of September.
I don't know why Opelka's nice to you. That makes no sense at all.
I said sort of nice to me sometimes.
He's nice to me when I get to work with him.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was last year, but, you know, still.
Well, apparently Opelka, he texted me this morning when I was on my way up to New York. He was in New York today. And he said that, you know, his niece, Riley, is a big tennis player.
It's his nephew.
His nephew, yeah. Riley, is a big tennis player. And, right. Right. I meant that. And so Riley was playing tennis with Venus Williams.
Whoa.
So why is Riley playing against a woman?
Oh, Venus Williams is pretty good, isn't she?
Yeah, but I thought they have women versus women and men versus men. I don't. Why is that a thing? I don't get that.
I don't know. I guess if you have an opportunity to play against Venus Williams, you just take it. That's pretty cool. How many people can say they played tennis against Venus?
That's why I just assumed Riley was a girl, because I don't give a damn about tennis. I could care less. Could care less. And then B, or couldn't care less, whatever it is, couldn't, either way.
It looks like it's pairs. So he's playing with Venus Williams. They're on the same team, and they're playing against another pair that's a man and a woman.
Oh, all right.
Apparently that's a thing in tennis. I did not know. I didn't know that, but...
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
So his nephew, Riley Opelka, playing with Venus Williams against another couple. And did they win? And is this Wimbledon?
I'm not sure. No, it does not look like they won.
I could care less. I'd rather go watch pickleball, and I hate pickleball even more than tennis, but I'd rather watch a pickleball game at a country club than watch tennis. You know what I mean? Back and ball, back and forth, and back and forth, and back. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't.
Right?
It's not great to watch. Nah. I enjoy playing it occasionally because there's a lot going on if you're participating, but I don't know. If you're sitting there looking at it,
it's like watching curling at the Olympics.
Yeah, no, I don't even. You know.
And I looked at it. It is the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open?
Yes.
Oof. Man. Well.
Riley is really good, by the way, because Mike has mentioned it to me a couple times that his nephew played tennis, and I always just thought, like a throwaway. How yeah. good could he be? Like, I have a niece that plays soccer. Granted, she's like 9, and I just like, all right, congratulations. Then I randomly saw Riley Opelka on, I think, X. He's really good, like legitimately good.
Well, you know, I don't care. But...
At one point, he was ranked. The highest ranking he received was the number 17th in the world, but this was back in 22. And when I was talking to Mr. Opelka last year, he had mentioned how he had a pretty serious knee injury. He had to go through a couple surgeries.
Yeah.
So he's probably not as, you know, a knee. And he's 6'11". So when you have a knee injury.
Wait. Michael Pelka's nephew is 6'11"?
Yes, according to what I'm looking at Google right now.
That's like a freak.
It is, and it's.
What
I would never think a tennis
player.
For
that's not basketball.
Said,
he should be playing, right?
Well, because he's so...
He should be playing for the Sixers, not freaking Wimbledon.
I know.
They could use him, yeah.
They probably could use him. But apparently he had a pretty serious knee injury, and I guess him coming back from the surgery to fix the knee, being 6'11", it's not an easy thing to deal with that kind of injury.
No, that knee's got to be 3-4 feet long, I would
yeah,
imagine.
Yeah.
He's the tallest ever ATP ranked player.
Wow.
Hmm. Probably by a lot.
So when Opelka fills in for me, does he just not shut up about tennis the whole time? Is that basically what it is?
He's bragging on his nephew.
He mentions it occasionally.
He does, right?
Yeah, he doesn't do like a whole segment on Wimbledon or anything.
Hmm. Does he talk more about tennis, or do I talk more about my Fox News appearances?
Oh, you definitely haven't beat. No question about it.
All right,
yeah, Riley might get mentioned, I don't know, once in the course of a four-hour show.
Yeah.
But your Fox appearances, I mean, we've already referenced it at least three times.
Well, here's a fourth, because I just sent it to Sunny at the White House, and she said, thank you for sending.
Oh, that was nice of her.
That was so nice of her.
Sunny and Brin.
They are the nicest people.
They're great.
They're so nice. And, you know, in the last administration, they were a bunch of jerks, except for Jared Kushner, and he was the only one I could talk to back then. But now they're always so nice, and they send nice notes to me whenever they see me on Fox. And then I send those nice notes to people at Fox, and then it gets me more shows on Fox. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah, they're great. We got invited to something, but we can't go because I'll be away next week. So
yeah.
That's right.
They said they were going to miss us.
Yeah, well, you know. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, I don't expect them to change your schedule for me. Actually, I do.
You want the White House to change the scheduling?
Quite frankly, I do. You know. How about Jack Posobiec sitting in the new press seat today?
That's pretty cool.
You know, he used to work here at WPHD back in the day.
He was Dom's intern.
He was Dom's intern, and he was a sales guy at some point, too. And there he was in the new media seat at the White House press briefing, so... But
he's a nice guy also. I feel like we bump into him all the time when we're at events.
He's always nice. And every time we ask him to come on the show, he's always gracious with his time.
Yeah.
He comes on the show and, you know, do we have him asking a question?
I don't, but I can grab one.
Yeah, why don't you do that if you don't mind? That would be good. And this I like today from I like Kamala Harris drunk. I got a clip of her being drunk. Shocking, I know. And we dodged a bullet here. This is where is it now? This is cut number. Where did I find it? I had it here. Hang on. What number is that, Matt?
I'm trying to find it myself. We have like 40 cuts right now.
Yeah, we got a lot today.
It's cut 20.
This is Kamala Harris. She emerged to talk about redistricting and clearly did so after having a little bit of Russian vodka. Cut 20.
I think what they're doing is they're cheating. They're cheating. They want to change the current system to make it bend toward the outcome they want. And so, you know, if you believe the public reporting, they get a call that says, hey, redo your lines, even though the fallout is going to include exactly what you said, which is, you know, taking the franchise, the vote, away from specific communities. And in the case of Texas, Latino and Black voters.
Yeah.
And diluting their votes. And this is not a census year.
Yeah.
But this is a year with the big, beautiful bill and the unpopularity of it. And so they want to bend the rules. And I have to say that, you know, those Texan legislators, good for them. You know, that here's how I think about it. I think you're right in terms of the effect.
Now, do you think she diluted her cocktail?
No, I think she should have. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. They said they wanted to dilute our votes. Immediately I thought the same thing you thought, Matt, which is they should dilute her drinks a little bit. Just cut them like a lot. You give her, hey, when you have a friend who's had too much and they go, there's one more. You get him a club soda and go, yeah, it's a vodka club, but it's just club soda. And they can't tell the difference at that point. You know what I mean? That's really what that should be. Although that could be, she could be on a pill day, not a wine day. That could be a pill day. Because she was a little bit more restrained. So
I think she'd do herself a lot of favors if she just disappeared for a little while.
Yeah.
Wasn't that, I mean, not that we should be taking any advice from Chuck Todd, but I remember that's what his suggestion was. Don't run for governor. Don't run for president. Just disappear for a little while and try to reset somewhere down the road.
She should probably disappear for 28 days in a rehab clinic. Oh, here's Jack Sobiec asking Caroline Levitt if we will finally see an end to American taxpayers funding foreign wars. Take a listen.
questions today. Here in our new media seat today, we have Jack Posobiec, who joined us in Anchorage, Alaska last week. Jack, thanks for being here. Why don't you kick us off?
Caroline, thanks so much. So a couple questions regarding the status of these peace talks. Obviously, we saw the president and President Putin there in Anchorage. We saw the world leaders here yesterday with this summit. We've heard phrases like coalition of the willing. We've also heard Article 5-like guarantees. When it comes to the security guarantees, what is the current status of that? I know the president earlier today mentioned boots on the ground would be UK, France, Germany, possibly, but unequivocally said no U.S. troops on the ground, but U.S. coordination. Can you elaborate on that, and what would the red lines be?
Sure. Well, you got to the heart of what I was going to say to all of you today on security guarantees, which is the president has definitively stated U.S. boots will not be on the ground in Ukraine, but we can certainly help in the coordination and perhaps provide other means of security guarantees to our European allies. The president understands security guarantees are crucially important to ensure a lasting peace, and he has directed his national security team to coordinate with our friends in Europe and also to continue to cooperate and discuss these matters with Ukraine and Russia as well.
Helen, now, have the Russians responded at all? I know we spoke with President Putin last night. What has been their response? Because we've heard some reports from the Kremlin and others saying they're unequivocally against NATO troops on the ground.
Well, look, the president continues to have these conversations with both leaders. Those conversations took place in Anchorage, Alaska, again yesterday with the Europeans and President Zelensky, and he has directed his team to come up with a framework for these security guarantees that can be acceptable to help ensure a lasting peace and end this war.
And then just last question real quick on this. Regarding some of the funding, we're hearing questions about another round of weapon sales or possibly a round of U.S. purchases of Ukrainian drones. Will that money be funded by the U.S. taxpayers? Are we finally going to see an end to the U.S. taxpayer-funded, seemingly endless mandate for these foreign wars?
Well, the president is very sensitive to the needs of the American taxpayer. And immediately upon entering office back in January, he made it very clear that we're not going to continue writing blank checks to fund a war very far away, which is why he came up with a very creative solution to have NATO purchase American weaponry because it is the best in the world, and then to backfill the needs of the Ukrainian army and the Ukrainian people and their military. So that's the solution the president has came up with. We'll continue to see that forward. As for any additional sales, I'll have to defer you to the Department of Defense.
There you go. I like all those answers. All right, listen, if you're bummed that summer's flying by, and I get it, here's the best way to extend summer. You book a stay at the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey. Cape May is absolutely beautiful in the fall. The weather is tremendous. Beach is beautiful, and there are fewer crowds. The Grand has several special packages to make your getaway even grander. You can book a Grand Escape weekend this fall and earn resort credits, or make it a September to Remember and book a September stay, still earn resort credits, and save 10% off room rates. Check out their website for details. Remember, always book direct with them for the best room rates and to get those resort credits. Very important to book direct with them, always. Now, if you were with us on Friday, you know the Grand is beautiful and the best place to host an event. They have four beautiful ballrooms and the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Call my friend Caitlin. She was just named 2025 South Jersey's Face of Weddings. She will help you plan the wedding of your dreams. Corporate event, baby showers, bridal showers, you name it. Caitlin will help you plan it. Or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. And you can book a meeting with her. She'll walk you through it, go over all the options with you. Really easy to do. And even though the kids are going back to school, you know, they do those annoying in-service days and all the other things. The Grand is a great place to take the kids, even after the summer's over, because they have that beautiful indoor heated pool. So just go to grandhotelcapemay.com and make your stay. Cape May, like I said, is also a great place to go for a romantic getaway weekend. There's wineries. There's a brewery. Romantic walks on the beach, and the crowds are gone. There's great restaurants. You'll love it there. And you'll love staying at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Book your stay today.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We got a lot to get into in the 4 o'clock hour. Caroline Levitt talking about Ukraine. I'll tell you, Chu, what we're going to Gavin Newsom. I mean, this bad cover band act that he's doing to try to mock Donald Trump, why it's not going to work for him, why he looks like a total clown. And this is what Democrats are doing right now because they have no idea what to do to battle Trump. So stick with us. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.